Chapter 4, The Mosaic and Davidic Covenants. The Mosaic Covenant. 430 years after the Abrahamic covenant was made, the Lord made another covenant with Israel, this time through Moses. The Mosaic covenant was profoundly different from the Abrahamic covenant. While the Abrahamic covenant was an unconditional, one-sided promise made by God, the Mosaic covenant was very much a two-sided legal agreement between the Lord and all of Israel. While the Abrahamic covenant is defined by the Lord repeatedly declaring, "I will," the Mosaic covenant is repeatedly defined by, "If you, then I." Some wrongly believe that in the Mosaic covenant, the Lord somehow reneged on the land promise made in the Abrahamic covenant. There is no such truth to this whatsoever. Within the Mosaic covenant were the regulations and requirements to not only possess the land, but to remain in it. "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. If, on the other hand, the Israelites violated the various laws detailed in the Mosaic covenant, then the Lord would, temporarily, remove them from the land. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Moses warned the sons of Israel that if they acted corruptly in the land and fell into idolatry, then you will surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. Verses 26 and 27. But after such a season of exile, Moses declared, in time God would remember his promise made to them through the Abrahamic covenant and would bring them back to their land. When you are in distress and all these things have come upon you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget.